This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Tesla is set to start delivering cars made at its new factory in China on Monday, with the very first models going to employees. Tesla only started building what it calls Gigafactory 3 about a year ago. That speed tells you something about how important car sales in China are, and not just to Tesla. As Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, car makers are competing for a bigger slice of the world's largest market.
A car fan visiting Shanghai for the first time is likely to be struck by how many luxury cars there are, says Michael Dunn, CEO of ZozoGo, an advisory group on Asian car markets.
China's luxury car market is twice the size of the U.S. market and getting bigger every year. And that's the market that Tesla has its eye on.
He says there's also demand for electric vehicles.
China is now the largest EV market in the world, accounting for 60% of global sales.
By 2025, China plans to build 5 million electric vehicles a year, he says. To tap that market without incurring import tariffs that nearly double the price of its cars, Tesla had to build a local factory, which is an important step for China too, because this is the first fully foreign-owned car plant, says Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions.
Previously, if you build a car plant in China, you had to have a joint venture partner in China.
Now there's a shift by Chinese authorities to open up the car market, something that will be welcomed by U.S. manufacturers, says auto consultant Rebecca Lindland.
Even though there's been some stagnation in the volume right now, the potential is just enormous.
But there's no guarantee other automakers will be able to follow Tesla's path. Its cars do check both the EV and luxury boxes. But with over 90% of all cars sold in China being built there, many foreign vehicle manufacturers will be looking at Tesla's factory as a model. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.